We're going to talk Soldiers Reunion this morning, the 130th edition of the Soldiers Reunion coming up this weekend in Griswold. And Lee Wyman joins us. Lee is the vice commander of the local post. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for spending a little time with us this morning.
Oh, you bet.
It's always a big weekend when you have Soldiers Reunion. This has been going on for a very, very long time now. What do you, why has this been so popular for so long?
Well, you know, it's one of the major things that our town has every year, brings everybody home. There's a lot of people have class reunions at this time, and I think it's just a fun time for everybody that doesn't live here anymore to come back and remember what the small town's like.
Well, and it's kind of nice, too, because a lot of folks have a lot of things going on in other communities during the 4th of July, but this gives you an opportunity to kind of do something after and not step on those other toes.
Yes, we always hold it the first weekend after the 4th, too, so it works out real well for everybody for vacations, family planning things.
Very good. Well, I know one of the unique features of the Soldiers Reunion, because it is a two-day event, it's Friday, Saturday, and one of the unique features about it is the dual parade. You always have the two parades. Now, that went away for a little bit, but it's back again. Folks really like the idea of having two different parades.
Yes. You know, last year we tried to go to one parade, and it really didn't work out that well. This year we're having both parades again, 6 o'clock Friday and Saturday nights. Both will be down Main Street. Because we are doing sewer projects around town, so they're really going around the park like we used to on Friday night did not work out, so they will both be down Main Street this year.
Yeah, well, it should be a lot of fun. It always is. Well, of course, you always have a Reunion Queen contest, too. Do you have a lot of contestants for that this year?
Oh, I believe so. Our auxiliary, the Legion Auxiliary runs that. They do a great job at doing it, and that'll be Friday night after the parade. And then the queen will, you know, ride Saturday night as the reunion queen. So
absolutely. Well, food's always a big part of it. You have a lot of food vendors again?
Yeah, we have food vendors, and one of the big things is the fire department. We are hosting a smoking contest. It'll be brisket, chicken, smoked beans this year, some ribs and everything. And then the firemen will be selling that down at the city park after the contest on Saturday night.
Well, that's going to smell great, isn't it?
Yes, and the rescue department puts on a pancake feed Saturday morning, which is really nice. They're having that at the community building this year.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of good plans there, too. Well, a lot of folks come together for the Soldiers Reunion. It's kind of nice. You get that class reunion going on Friday night, too, but that's open to everyone, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that'll be just one good party.
Yep. Hopefully the whole weekend is.
Yeah, well, we hope so. Hey, speaking of party, talk a little bit about some of the party atmosphere you're going to have. I know it's kind of a family thing, but you also have plenty of things to do for both the young and the old.
Yeah, you know, we do have a lot of the tractor pulls and stuff like that, the kids' tractor pulls, kids' water fights. We have adult water fights Friday night. And, of course, we always have the tractor museums, the tractor ride on Friday. So there is a lot going on. This year we're having a softball. We have a It's an invite, so we invited six teams to come down and have a softball tournament Friday night and all day Saturday out at the Little League field. So there's games and everything in the park both days. The Legion, we put on bingo down by the park, so there's a lot for everybody to do.
You bet. Well, it does have a lot of variety there, too. And Saturday morning, I know you've got the fun run and walk coming up. You expect that to be pretty popular?
Yes, I do. You know, that's every year. When they put that on, they do a great job. I know sign-up starts at 7 o'clock in the park. They have a 2-mile and they have a 5K, so that it's really well-attended and everything, and it's a great fundraiser.
Well, the 2-mile walk, a 2-mile run, the 5K run, so pretty much anybody of any skill level can participate.
Pretty much.
Which means I can walk if I'd like.
Yep.
Well, I know you got a street dance coming up on Saturday night. I've not heard of the band Lemon Fresh Day. Can you tell me about them?
Well, I guess they're out of Omaha. Dusty's Place, Ryan Asplin, he puts that on. It'll be a good event. Starts at 9. Lemon Fresh Day, like I said, is out of Omaha. Apparently, they must be really well. They're well followed and everything, so we're expecting a big crowd.
Okay, so probably a variety of music then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so and a lot of folks. And it's not very expensive for folks to participate in that.
No, I see the entry is $3.
Okay.
So it's pretty cheap. It'll be good entertainment, good time for, I guess, mom and dad to get rid of the kids and come out and have a little fun.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Leah, it seems like that you get pretty good participation. You mentioned Dusty's Place and some other folks in town. Do you get pretty good participation support from a lot of the businesses and things in town?
Yes, we do. The businesses are great at supporting the reunion every year. I mean, we couldn't put it on without them. And they do a lot of events. I know they have sales at their businesses going on. You know, the churches step up and always have pie, ice cream, a lot of things like that. The civic groups, you know, down in the park. It's really a town event. The Legion, we could not do it without everybody in Griswold. So it's great to see everybody come together and do this.
Well, and you may have caught a nice break this weekend, too. It sounds like the weather might start to break a little bit as far as the heat goes Saturday morning. So Saturday might be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. What, 90s?
Well, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll take what we can get. And if you just can't stand the heat, stand close to the water fights, right?
Yep. And, you know, we got one of the major things we got this year, too, we got Steve Leivengood from here in Atlantic bringing his military display down to the Legion. That'll be on display Friday night and all day Saturday. I know he's got a heck of a display. So if people are, you know, we got air in there. So if everybody wants to get out of the heat for a little bit, swing in there and look at Steve's display and...
You bet. There are always opportunities to get in and out of the warm weather anyway, but plenty of stuff going on, as we said. Lots of stuff for the kids, lots of stuff for the adults, and really, in a lot of cases, these things aren't very expensive.
No.
Most of the events are very reasonable.
Yeah, real reasonable, and a lot of them are free, you know, just even to watch and everything, and hopefully we get a good crowd for the parade, and we encourage everybody to bring something down, the businesses from Atlantic or Cumberland, Messina, Anita, all them, you know, if you want to get your name out there and have a float or something in the parade or bring a truck down, we would love to see them.
And no sign-up required ahead of time?
No, the parade starts at 6. If they can start getting there, you know, early, 4:35, we'll get cards so that way when it's announced through the parade, we know who it is and we can announce it over the loudspeaker. So.
Very good. All right. And lots of associate events, too, the tractor ride and all kinds of things happening both Friday and Saturday. So hope folks get a chance to get out and enjoy some of the activities. A lot of folks in Griswold spend a lot of time putting this stuff together for you so you can come down and have a good time and enjoy some good food and some good friends. Lee, thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.